Hello, person. Welcome to this place.
Hello, person. Welcome to this place. You are now tuned into the sounds of...
It's Vision Radio. Yes, yes, yes. I'm Dave Columbo Jenkins, but you already knew that. But what you don't know is that I've got Former with me. He is the co-host on this show, and he selected every single tune on this show, and it's all amazing. How are you doing, Jasper?
Yeah, good. I'm happy to introduce you to some weird music that I think is interesting, sort of a making of Hollow Eye.
Amazing, amazing, cool. Well, we'll tuck in to the first track from the EP. Tell us all about I Know You.
Well, I forgot who I heard it from, but I heard someone talk about the power of like dirty cuts in electronic music, where you cut a vocal halfway through a sentence and have a bit of an edge of the next word even. And the edges are interesting, you know? So that's what I tried to do with this one also.
And I will not know you. You can say you can. I know. You can say you can. You can say you can. I know. You can say you can.
So we're into one of the first kind of influences now. This is Crystal Castles from 2008. Quite an interesting act, quite a controversial act as well. But back then, this was the kind of bloghouse era. What were you up to? Where were you in life in 2008?
Well, I think I was first going to parties, and I heard this. I think it's great, like naive, punky music, and it has a... I think the vocals are made with like a mid-90s Windows software called Talkit. And when you put the singing girl preset and put in the cocaine is not good for you, then you can get this exact vocal, which I always liked a lot.
Brilliant.
It's just a strange combination to have this music with this speech synthesizer vocal. So I always loved that.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. Oh, So I have to confess that I lied. Former didn't actually pick every single song on the show. There are one or two that we've picked, including the reload of the week, which we'll have later on. But we also shout in very, very loudly about the Upbeats, who are celebrating 20 years with an absolutely amazing album. This is one of the tracks that we haven't played yet. It's called Floating, and it's beautiful. I'm assuming that you're a fan of the Upbeats, Jasper?
Oh, man, I am. I have been.
Hey.
Stays bright. Through clouds we take flight.
So we're back into former country now. Tell us all about the track that you're going to play us next.
Well, Current Value is obviously a huge influence on me, as you can hear probably. It's not probably the first time I heard this sort of vocaloid speech stuff in combination with like really heavy dark step, and something me and Frank also did on Soundtracker, where you have like really dark steppy beats and vocal. I think it's a great atmosphere. I think at the time I was using FL Studio, and I don't know for sure, but it sounds like the exact speech synthesizer that's in FL Studio, so it suddenly became very something I could use also. So great song.
Wow, god, amazing. This probably opened some doors for you then. This is back from 2006, so you would have been right at the start of your kind of musical adventure at this stage. Yeah,
I didn't even go to parties back then probably.
Wow, super young former listening to Current Value, probably in the dark and probably in the rain. This is Dark Rain.
We'll be right back.
what is it about these type of vocals then, man? Because this is there's a theme running throughout so many of these tracks and so many of your productions. What is it about these processed vocals that draws you to them?
Well, I like how it sounds. I don't know if I have a really smart answer to it, but obviously it has emotion in it, but it also has something super straight. Like, it's obviously not sung by a human.
Yeah.
It just creates a weird vibe that I really
yeah,
love.
Definitely.
And we'll get to this later on, but I like secret songs, it sounds like you found it somewhere under a rock, you know. It's crazy. you can't quite make up the genesis of it. I always like that.
Definitely something really strange you can't quite put your finger on in that type of way. Well, I definitely put my finger on this one because we've reloaded it so many times over the years. But this reminds me, this came out like literally 2 months after we started doing Vision Radio. Oh. Haven't been Noisy Radio before, and then I came and joined. This song reminds me of that kind of time, really.
That's
of
cool.
That so it takes me back to a really, really exciting time, and I'm still really excited to do this show even 4 years later. But yeah, this has a very special place in my heart, and awesome. I imagine it has for you as well.
Yeah, absolutely, because we had done Pleasure Model, obviously, but then I posted a really long time ago, I posted a weird Instagram video with this intro already. I already did that.
Right.
And it was made with a weird Japanese speech synthesizer. That's why it has those weird sounding, like it has a very weird, it's not an English language speech synthesizer, so it has a very unique sound. It's called Aquastone 2.
Right.
And anyway, I already made that whole intro, and then Nick saw that and said, is that yours? Can we work on that? So that's how that came to be.
Wow, the rest is Void Song history. Go on, that's amazing. That must be really interesting with different vowel sounds and stuff. Just using different
exactly.
kind of VST from a different country is going to give you a different, or you're from a different language, is going to give you a different effect. That's fascinating. Go on, sick.
Yeah.
So now, keeping with the Vision flavors for just 1 minute, I think I said just moments ago, the upbeats are celebrating 20 years. That's phenomenal. Massive, massive shouts to Snake and Wolf. This one is called Falling Into Place.
Mm-hmm.
on. So we're on to one of the tracks from the Hollow Eye EP. This is Turnhand, and I think this was Frank, was it you or was it Tice who made the sound of this on their bike?
It was me.
And there was a recording. It was you.
I took a ride on my bike, and then I was like, what the fuck? This is exactly Turnhand.
It's the exact same sound.
What influenced Turnhand?
This was just a cut up of a lot of stuff I had laying around, and I'm really happy it's making a little bit of waves. You know, I like clips of people sent me clips that they play it live, and you see confused but happy faces, and that's nice. You know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what we want to see. Confused but happy. The only way to be. I think we're about to stumble upon a track that you might have found under a rock. Black Devil Disco Club was a name that's always I've been aware of, but never really dug into until I started listening to the tracks that you sent over yesterday. And this, I think, is really, really early for Bernard Fairview, isn't it? It's called H Friend, which is an interesting title in itself. I'm not going to pontificate over what the H stands for because we ain't got time. Tell me which rock did you find this under?
Well, it's from 1978. You can fill in the blanks. No, but it's an old track from 1978 apparently, and it has crazy ring modulated vocals where it sounds like you're in hell, but it also has happy disco music underneath. I found this on as a re-release on Aphex Twin's label Reflex, which I listen to a lot, and they re-released it, so I think that's how it stayed alive all these years. It was a very weird song, but I really like this.
Yeah, I really, really like this, and I hope we can play enough of it for those beautiful vocals to come in as well, because they come in towards the end of the track. But
you have to.
This is stunning. Big up all the H friends. There's got to be a story. There's got to be something behind this.
Yeah, it's always emo lyrics, Dave. It's always the stupid emo lyrics. Well, this is released on my own label, Spirit Mech, and it has fridge door kicks and emo breakdown. And I think the interesting part for me when we're talking about vocals is that when the drop comes after this breakdown, you have I figured out that on the speech synthesizer you have a certain parameter for the air your mouth makes, you know, while singing.
Right,
if you turn that all the way up and remove the voice, you get screaming. That's something a friend of mine told me also, like Meshuggah, for example, like the band Meshuggah, when they pre-record vocals so that the band knows what it's gonna sound like, they just do it silently. They just do air. They go like, and if you distort that, it sounds like a person screaming on the top of their lungs, which is really odd. So.
Wow, go on, brilliant. Yeah. Go on, revealing mad industry creativity tips there. That's really, really cool.
I don't know about mad industry.
Creative tips, screamo tips. So deep into former country, there is no return, and we only have a one-way ticket. And now we are confronted by an animal mother, and I'm glad that we are on the same course. And I can ask you, which animal?
Well, the animal is just a character from Full Metal Jacket that I really like because I watched that movie over and over again.
Oh.
But Adam Baldwin plays sub-level IQ killing machine. But it's just a very interesting thing. He has something relentless and hard, but then he's called Animal Mother, and he sort of looks out for other people in his squad. It's something weird about that in the movie. Anyway, I don't know exactly what it...
It
has a glowy sensor, but he's also everything that's wrong with people, you know?
Well, that's it. There's Shades of Grey, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is just a techno song that reminded me of that.
Go on.
Thank you.
going to slip out of one metal jacket and put on another metal jacket. This metal jacket is from 2003, so we had to dust it off and get some of the mothballs out of the pockets and stuff, but it still fits like a glove. It is LFO with Freak. This is an absolute banger, isn't it?
It's fucking awesome.
This is going to make you freak. 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 This is going to make you freak.
we need to calm down after that. That still sounds just as heavy as it did 22 years ago. Tell me all now about cleansing.
Well, yeah, I don't know. This is something that was kind of hard to finish, if I remember correctly. And because all the parts of it, in it are cool, but it sounds like you're trying to run in a dream or something, and it doesn't work. And it sounds like problems in your head, like knots to untie or something.
Yeah.
So I really like this song, but it's not easy listening for me. But very nice song, I think. I really, really like the breakdown. I made this really crazy, unhinged, unharmonic, strange thing in the middle that they loved, and they wanted to put it in. So I was surprised, and it's nice how it worked out.
It really works. Going back in time to someone who really stood out to me during like the early years of when I was working in magazines in the mid 2000s, just as an absolute maverick, like just doing completely different things. Him and Nathan Fake and a few other people on board the Community. But yeah, tell me, when did you first start listening to James Holden, and why did you particularly?
I used to be obsessed with his music and the way he worked. I used to look up YouTube videos on how he did that, and he used to work in a weird modular DAW called Jazzcola Buzz, which I think nobody uses, but you know, it reminded me of Burial working in Soundforge or something. I don't know if that's true, but it's like it doesn't have a grid and just unorthodox way of working, and this album it's on, it sounds like nothing else, so I love that.
Way ahead of his time as well. The Idiots are still winning. More from yourself. You really do enjoy collaborating with Nick Sleepnet, don't you?
Yeah, well,
there is a synergy. There is something special there between you. You've done loads and loads of things. A lot of things haven't even come out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you two work well in the studio together, I think is the best thing to say right now.
Yeah, I think when we started Pleasure Model and then Void Song, I think we made a combination of things we both really like that is sort of endless. It's an endless place where you can just do a lot of stuff. So, but in here, I think with Void Song, we sort of started that. But here also, we're, you know, find a lot of inspiration from like early hardcore Juno, Alpha Juno sounds, and just recontextualizing that a little bit, deconstructing it. And it's the same with this one again. I love it. I love it a lot.
Yeah, it works. A lot of people do. There we go. There you go. There I go. About this one, Nosferatu.
As I was saying, early hardcore. It's something I love the most in the world, probably.
Yes.
And this is very not deconstructed, but it has a great old synthesizer vocal, also like a Speak and Spell type old school robot vocal saying "Welcome to the future." But this is 1997, which still blows my mind. It's DJ Nosferatu is a great producer, but at the time I think he was co-produced or even ghost-produced by DJ Roughneck, who is one of the best early hardcore producers.
Right.
And, this is just a fucking really cool song.
Yeah, absolutely. And one of the first times I think I can remember us playing hardcore on this show as well, at this level. This is amazing. We played much hardcore on that kind of tip before?
No.
I don't think we have. No. Brilliant. Right. Okay, take us back to the motherland.
Yeah, well, this song, I wanted to say this song is about Groningen, but maybe it just says Groningen a lot. I don't know if that's about anything. But I love, like the last song, is it's so stripped back in a way, and it's so bare bones. And where I also hear that is like, I love Kamal Bleed. Like, that is one of the best drum and bass songs ever to me. And I wanted to do something like that. So that's this.
Go on, Groningen. Reload. And add a few more re's to that. We're going to stay in Groningen for just one moment as we have another reload of Noisia. Could this be Sleepnet on the remix? You guys listened to the call to action to meme this track again when we did the end of year reload special a couple of weeks ago. And I wonder how long this is going to be reloaded for. I think I've already said it's Noisia. Could this be Sleepnet on the remix? Thank you very much, and thank you to everybody who supports us on Patreon, on Discord, on social media, sends us music and does all of that groovy stuff. Thank you very, very, very much. So we are about to reach the peak, the actual purpose of this show, really, in a way, and listen to Hollow Eye. And tell me everything. Where did the inspiration come from? Why did you name the EP after this particular track?
Like I said, I like songs that sound like a secret, like it's only you listening, and I just want to have, I like all the dance floor stuff, but I am also trying to, I like pop music and other stuff, so I wanted to do something without beats, where it just sounds like difficult to place secret little song, and that's why I made this.
Go on, what a brilliant description.
Through this hollow eye, this poison yellow sky, I can stir the sea and finally, oh finally. Through this hollow eye, this poison yellow sky, and I can stir the sea and finally, oh finally. I woke up that night and worked all night. Bought you something nice, I think you like. Read my mind, but never ever speak again of what you found inside.
When I wake up one day, when I wake up one day,
all demands me asleep, shut up, or skip it up, wouldn't see it, hope of soul.
Okay, so we're about to spiral now into some real kind of secret pieces that it feels like you're listening to all by yourself and that you found under a rock. And in many ways, that is kind of quite a literal description about the catalogue of this artist who we're going to play now, Robbie Basho. Explain to the listeners the kind of the unique tale of this individual artist.
Oh, I don't know everything, but I know he's pretty much has been a loner and developed his own guitar picking style based on Native American picking styles or something. But I just heard this song, I think, in a Corliss mix. Like he opened a mix with this, and to me it's like the secretest song of all or something. It's magical. I don't have anything else to say about it.
Truly fascinating individual. I lost a good hour or so down a rabbit hole listening to Robbie Basho and finding out more about him, and there are many more hours to come as well. So thank you for introducing me to this man, and this is a very, very, very different track really for us to be playing on Vision. It's called Blue Crystal Fire.
Blue crystal fire, blue crystal fire, my love. Smooth singing sunshine, smooth singing sunshine, wrap your blanket round me. Wrap your blanket round me, round me, my love.
This has been amazing. This has been an absolute treat. Have you enjoyed it? Did you enjoy curating these tracks and stuff?
Yeah, I love curating it. I hate talking, but curating it is nice. No, I love
it's gone well.
I love sharing this stuff because it's just you behind a computer for all your life, and then once in a while you have to share it.
Yeah, and show people the wider picture and show people how you get to certain points, because nothing comes out of nowhere, does it? Everything is influenced by different things in that type of way.
Yeah, it's just interesting to have. There's a big contrast in having electronic vocals, speech synthesis, and stuff. It's just interesting to me that it mimics very emotional human things that you can express with it. But it sounds like it's coming from some other place. So there's some built-in magic for me. I love it. So that's also this next song is by Hell Interface, which is a alias from Boards of Canada, using it's just a speech, a text-to-speech thing called Speakonia, which you can download, which is a horrible text-to-speech thing, which doesn't sound human at all, which is great for their purpose. And they tell a little story about a boy and his dog.
It's beautiful as well. It's a very touching tale for us to wrap up on. So with that, we will say thank you very much to everybody who's listened. Thank you to you, Former, for bringing these really interesting tunes. This has been a totally unique show. And thank you as well to Frank Posey, who's been producing us as well. Big up to Frank. Thank you very much. We will all be back. Former won't be back, but Frank and I will be back next week. Ciao, ciao.
I have a story to tell. Once there was a boy who had a large dog. The dog was called Zentrix. One day the boy was walking in the woods with Zentrix. He stumbled on a wooden door. Zentrix opened the door and the boy followed him inside. What the boy saw amazed him. There was a cave, 1 mile long. And inside the cave were 1 million other children, and 1 million dogs. The boy could not hold back his tears when he heard Zentrix say,
"Welcome, my friend. These are my people. Now they are your people too."
Yo, can you do one of these speak synthesized kind of style no-daves for me?
No-daves.